Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
There he is.
And our man, Marco. Yeah. Look at this brother right here. Mark, what's up, baby?
What's up, you guys? Excited to be on. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Come on, man. This is your home, man. You got a spot here with D-Lo and KC anytime you want.
Last time I saw Mark when we were talking to Mike B, I had to tell him. I was like, yo, when you pulling up on us, Mark? When you pulling up on us?
The man is busy.
It's hard to get the invite, you know. I mean, you guys are got an exclusive club here. You're almost like the FBS conferences we've been trying to get in. I feel like I got to bang down your door.
Well, look, we absolutely granting the waiver anytime here on D-Lo and KC.
We will we'll get to the FBS and Sac State football coming up here in just a few minutes. But having a little bit of fun about outgrowing the Big Sky a minute ago. Sac State has been doing nothing but making moves since Dr. Wood, you know, stepped on campus. Why was now the right time to finally, after 30 plus years, as Kenny just said, change conferences?
Yeah, first I got to say, to start out, the Big Sky Conference has been a terrific conference for Sacramento State for 30 plus years. Wonderful institutions, terrific commissioner and conference staff. And by no means is this a reflection of our unhappiness with the Big Sky or its schools or anything of that nature. It is a tremendous amount of respect for the conference and the many student athletes and tradition it has. It has more to do with the Big West and the Big West Conference. The Big West Conference has shown to compete at a national level in several sports. You know, you think about, you know, Reggie Christensen here, we have a terrific baseball program. Those Cal State Fullerton teams and those UC Irvine teams that have made runs to the College World Series, our opportunities to compete in baseball. The Big Sky Conference doesn't sponsor baseball. You know, we have 21 athletic programs, and we were spread out into 5 different conferences. The Big Sky, we were in the Big West for soccer and men's soccer and beach volleyball. There's not many beaches in Montana or in, you know, so beach volleyball and soccer. We're in the Big West. Men's golf was in the Big West. We were in the WAC for baseball. We were in the West Coast Conference for rowing. We were in a different conference for gymnastics. So this gets all of our programs, for the most part, all of our programs in a conference that is in the state of California. It creates and enhances some rivalries that we've had with Cal Poly and UC Santa Barbara and Long Beach State and UC Irvine and Fullerton. It gives us a presence in Southern California. We have a lot of alumni in Southern California. We have a lot of we recruit very significantly in Southern California. Big Sky Conference, obviously, we were the only California school, so we didn't often get a chance to show Hornet athletics in Southern California. So I think that was a big part of it. So we're excited about the opportunity. Coach Bibby and Coach Kalhoff, I know Coach Bibby's being on the show, being able to compete in the Big West Conference with men's basketball is going to be fun. in all of our sports. So we're looking forward to it, and it's going to be a tough challenge because very good schools and very good athletic programs, but we're going to put the pieces in place and try to compete for championships.
You know, Mark, like you said, man, no disrespect at all to the Big Sky, because, you know, it's a perfectly fine conference. They've done a great job for 30 years with Sac State and everything. But I remember when I first got this job, I was actually able to talk to people, and I was talking to David Patrick. One of the first things I tell him, I was like, Dave, man, y'all got to get out the Big Sky, man. Like, if you're trying to build the student body up and interest around the city, no disrespect, but nobody even registers with them about Montana State. But if you say Long Beach State, it's like, oh, okay, I'll see what's going on. You talk about the alumni base and everything. You may get a situation where, hey, this is a 1-2 matchup in basketball or baseball. We're down at Long Beach State. You might have a contingency of alumni and student body that go to those games and just adds more excitement to the program. So is that some of the things that you guys also thought about when joining a conference like the Big West?
Yeah, absolutely. The alumni bases, the recruiting, also the alumni bases of those schools in the Sacramento area. So there are a lot of Long Beach State alumni here, or Fullerton or Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, that are alums living here in Sacramento that are more likely to attend games here at Sacramento State when we play against their alma mater. So there's a lot of connections that way. And I do think that that's important. So we're and also for travel purposes, you know, our student athletes, they miss a lot of class getting on airplanes, and there's not many direct flights to some of the locales in the Big Sky. So a lot of times we're having to have layovers in different cities to try to get to the locations we need to get to. In the Big West, obviously, getting down to Southern California, some of it is drives, whether we're going to San Luis Obispo or Bakersfield or those places, or it's a quick direct flight into L.A. or San Diego or Long Beach or Orange County of where we'd be going. So it makes sense on a lot of different levels.
Yep. Mark, when Mike is out there recruiting and Coach Marion is out there recruiting, we know how hard those guys are working right now. How big of an impact does the conference that the university is in have on those guys' pitches to these young athletes?
You know, I think it's definitely an impact. I don't think it's the primary impact, because I think you got to have a good coach for an eye for talent and be able to develop relationships. The relationships are the first thing you need to have. But certainly I think, prospective student athletes want to know who you're going to play against and where it is. So it does have an impact. It also has an impact if their parents want to see them play and go to a game or those kind of things. So, again, we recruit most of our sports Southern California pretty hard. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to be able to tell mom and dad that, yeah, we're going to be able to play some games each year in Southern Cal, where we're it's part of our conference play. So I do think it has an impact that way, and certainly competitively and competition-wise, as it relates to scheduling, it makes a difference.
I would think being seen matters too.
Absolutely.
Like, is my conference going to be, am I going to be seen on TV? And is my university, am I going to be, you know, showcased? Like, we see that with all of these networks all over, you know, these different conferences. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Big West, particularly in basketball. Big West basketball has very good exposure, and certainly baseball and softball and soccer. But you see a lot of Big West basketball on national platforms. This year, UC Irvine and UC San Diego had a great NCAA tournament showing. So it is definitely, we'll have to step it up in all of our sports to compete for championships in that conference. And in basketball, I'm sure Coach Bibby's excited, and we're going to put it out there. We can't wait to get going.
Great news today, man. Great news going to the Big West and making that announcement. It was supposed to be a bigger week for you guys, I understand. So all's not lost, though, right? Like, this is just a recommendation. I'm talking about FBS and the recommendation from the NCAA Football Committee. And you don't have to dive too far into it and, you know, do too much, but just for people that are trying to understand what this means, where does things stand right now for the possible move to FBS or staying FCS and figuring that out as well?
Yeah, so let me share with you guys, and you guys have probably heard this, but for those listeners who haven't, we are 100% committed to bring FBS football to the Sacramento region, to our university. This city is a top 20 media market in the country. It is the only top 20 media market that does not have an FBS program in the nation. So there's no doubt this city and this community can support FBS football. Obviously, you mentioned Dr. Wood and his vision. This is bigger than that. We just want to play football games against, you know, Cal Berkeley or Fresno State or those kind of things. This is a university initiative. This is a regional initiative. This is certainly going to help with enrollment, student retention, branding of Sacramento State, economic development. So this is way bigger than we're not doing this just because we want to have a good football team. We're doing this because we think, one, our markets support it, our city can support it, and certainly we've made the investments in scholarships, in coaching hires, in NIL support, announcing a new stadium, a new football facility for coaches' offices and student-athlete lounge. So we've made the proper investments in every which kind of way to show that we're, you know, we can compete at an FBS level. The one piece, there's an NCAA rule that I think is antiquated that says you must have a conference invite in order to be FBS. And so I'll give you an example, and not to make, you know, not demean any institution. Sam Houston State, Kennesaw State, some of those programs that recently went FCS, they got invites from conferences in the southern part of the country, Conference USA and the Sun Belt. Invited those schools. Those conferences may have interest in Sacramento State, but we're a long ways away from Florida or Alabama or Louisiana. There's only two conferences out here on the western part of the country that are FBS. That's the Pac-12 and the Mountain West. The Pac-12 and the Mountain West to date has not invited us for FBS membership. So we've taken the approach, okay, we're willing to do this without a conference invite. All the risk is on us at Sacramento State. There's no NCAA distribution. There's no conference distribution. We're not looking for any money or anything like that. It's just an opportunity to compete. So we put a waiver request in to waive the rule. It goes to essentially what's called an oversight committee. It's a subcommittee. It's a non-voting committee. So the committee that provided feedback this week does not have an official vote. They don't actually take an official vote in the room for that committee. Their recommendation to the governing board or the group that's actually going to make the vote and make the decision early next week was they don't recommend changing the rule or adjusting the rule. But ultimately that's not their choice. They're obviously providing feedback. Would it have been better if they said, hey, we 100% support Sac State and we think you should waive the rule? Yeah. But even then it wouldn't have been done. It's this committee on Tuesday is the one that obviously, will make the determination. We feel confident. We feel that, we've done everything that we can possibly do on an institutional level. We don't believe a conference invite determines whether or not we're ready to compete or not. We certainly believe investments into student athletes, coaches, scholarships, those types of things are better indicators if you're ready, whether or not, rather than, you know, conference presidents inviting you to join the club. So we're very optimistic. We hope that the Division I Council on Tuesday approves our waiver request. We are forging ahead on our FBS aspirations. The great thing about the Big West membership, Big West does not sponsor football, so this has no effect on the Big West. It allows us to go FBS in football without compromising our other sports. So I feel good about it. I sleep well at night because I know we've done everything we can do and put ourselves in the best position. And I have confidence that Division I Council will see it that way as well.
Mark, we want Bama. We're over here talking about Fresno State, all of this. We want Bama. We want Ohio State at this new stadium.
We want them bums at Ohio State. That's what we want.
Let's do it. Yeah, for sure. Let's do it. We'll play anybody and anyone.
Don't ask Michigan out here though. Wait,
what you talking about?
They cheat. They got spies dressed as Kenny all over the place.
Stop! Like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't invite.
We want those bums in Columbus. That's what we want.
So you mentioned Ohio State. I know that's kind of funny, but you think of a market like Columbus, Ohio, not too different than Sacramento, and there's an anchor, football program or athletic program that is in that city, Austin, Texas, Louisville, Kentucky. Markets similar to Sacramento has a big time FBS football program and athletic program. We need that here in Sacramento with what the work the Kings have done. Hopefully the Republic at some point gets an MLS bid. Who knows what happens with the A's, but big time FBS college football 100% will work here in Sacramento. This market is
thirsty. This city loves sports, man.
And we're going to do it. We're going to do it one way or the other. So we're going through the steps right now, and hopefully we get good news next week. And I can tell you this, even if we don't, we're still pushing along to be FBS. We're not going to stop, especially you guys know Dr. Wood. You know he's not stopping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dr. Wood probably ain't slept in a year and a half. just out there moving, man. We cannot wait for both seasons to start. We're ready for football. We're ready for the Mike Bibby led basketball team.
The Whale gonna be
we're ready
popping.
For the Whale. Yeah. Like we're ready for all of it, man. We're ready to go.
Yeah, no, and man, I've had a chance to watch Coach Bibby, and he has his student athletes here starting summer workouts. And gosh, we're going to be an impressive team this year. It is the talent level he's been able to assemble and the coaching staff he has on board. It's been fun to be a part of and watch him. So I think it's going to be outstanding. And obviously what Coach Marion is doing is tremendous as well. We got the top recruiting class in the FCS and top, I think it's top 40. If you include FBS. So, and he's doing that without us even getting going yet. So it's a lot of good things happening. And the Big West announcement is huge for Sac State.
Yeah.
That changes it for all of our non-football sports.
Yeah, I can't reiterate. This is something that I personally have been hoping for like a decade. Like the Big West.
He's been on this since I've known him. I mean, he's been.
Mark, I always tell you, I was like, yo.
You've been on this since I've known you.
Mark, every time I see you, Mark, when we getting out of here, man? We're going to Big Ice, man. You're like, all right, leave me alone. He said, leave me alone. But he finally
That's
got
pretty
it
much
done.
What everybody says to you. The weather guy at ABC, Mark, or, hey, Casey, leave me alone. Stop.
We're very excited. We're very excited. Our coaches, our student athletes are fired up.
As are we. Congratulations to you, to Dr. Wood, to Sac State. Another just massive step for you guys, man. We're thrilled to be a very, very small part of it, and we're excited for the seasons ahead.
Yeah, and stay tuned. Like I said, there's more coming. This football thing will be coming, so we're confident.
We want Bama. Let's go.
We want those bums in Columbus.
All
right. And Mark, Mark, you know where to go, bro. You know where to go. All right, man. You know where to go, Mark.
Yeah, I know. We got you. We got you. Hopefully, I continue to be invited to you with you guys.
Yeah. Always, man.
Mark,
always.
We appreciate you, my man. Thank you, brother.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. That's our man, Mark Ordy, athletic director over at Sac State. What a day for that university, which I feel like is a sentence we have been saying a lot.
Yeah.
And what a moment for this university with the Well. What a moment for this university with that partnership with Sky River Casino. Mm-hmm. What a moment for this university with the announcement of that new stadium coming.
Yes.
And now what a moment for that university headed to the Big West Conference with, as Mark just said, AD Mark Orr just said, there's more ahead for the football program.
It just fits.
SEC, here we come.
Hey, man, we ain't playing with them boys.
Well.
The Big West just fits, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a
sure.
demerit on the Big Sky as a conference because it's a good conference. But you look at the location of those teams and those schools. And
yeah.
It's just,
this is actually a rare moment where a change in conference actually makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. This is crazy. But hear me out. It makes a lot of sense for the student athlete.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's crazy. In most other places, They're just athletes.
Right.
But in the Big West, it makes sense for these young men and women to, I don't know, be able to attend class. Because remember, if you're old enough, the argument behind years ago about not having a true college football playoff by going with the BCS, a single national title game is determined by writers or as determined by computers, yeah. Was or oh, both. Or both, right.
That's crazy.
That was a hell of an era. It was always, guys, the students, guys, the finals. What that really meant is we hadn't figured out the right financial plan yet. Mm-hmm. Then they figured it out. It's, no one has ever brought up finals again.
No.
Never been mentioned.
Midterms.
Never, ever mentioned. Now you've got NIL. Yeah. Now the students are looking at these teachers like, you always got to be kidding. I'm going to go earn this $9 million. Again, let's abolish the term student athlete, because y'all killed that off years ago. And now these athletes in college sports, they're killing it off.
Right.
So let's dead that. Let's acknowledge it's not a thing. We're driving. We're flying from California to Michigan to right. play to play a football game.
Washington to yeah. Ohio.
Like, come on, man. And coming back, like, no, let's call it what it is. Everybody's out there making this making their money.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put that term behind us.
Yeah, man.
Except here, because it actually makes sense.
Makes
here.
Sense. The travel was crazy trying to get to these other
insane.
Places. And now
insane.
You hop on a Southwest Airlines flight, you're there in 45 minutes to a lot of these schools, man. So I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. I want to see what happens with the football situation. And I love Mark Orr coming on here and saying, no, we're committed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless of what happens on Tuesday or whatever, we are still committed. We won't be deterred. I believe those guys, they've already done so much with this university and this city that I believe they'll get it done. But all the other sports like basketball, baseball, volleyball, I'm super excited for them to be in the Big West. This is going to be popping. It's going to be popping with these schools coming to the well.
You're not going to – there's no scenario where Mark Orr is just going to go, or where Dr. Luke Wood is just going to go, all right, man, fine. We'll just stay in the Big Sky. Mm-hmm. Whatever. There's no situation where that's not. No vote, no nothing. It's like, oh, this didn't work. All right, we're going to figure out something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dr. Wood is the type of person who will go to the NCAA and say, you recognize you're useless, right?
Mm-hmm.
You recognize you have no part anymore in the current structure of the way college sports take place. Now, I get it. You can flex your muscle here a little bit against Sac State. But I promise you, I'm going to go Triple H on you. There's always a plan B. And if you want me to circumvent your sorry-ass institution, I certainly will. But the NCAA would never try this with Ohio State. They would never try it with Alabama. They'd never try it with Michigan. They would never try it with any university co-signed by any of the universities I just named. So it's like we're going to flex the minuscule amount of power we have on Sac State. Okay. I don't know what plan B is, but I know, like I can say with 1,000% certainty, as someone who was once confused for Dr. Wood, my man's got a plan B.
And the interesting thing that he said that I loved was, you know, them going there and attempting to be FBS as an independent, they're taking all the risk. They're taking all the risk. Like, why would you, if somebody's willing to put up the money and put up the resources to be an FBS program, why would you deny that? Because mm-hmm. I promise you,
right.
There's not a lot of schools out there in the FCS level who are willing to do that because it could be a losing financial proposition. So, yeah, to me, common sense says if they want to go to FBS, if I'm like the D1 counselor or whatever, if they want to go to FBS, be an independent, assume all that risk, they're not getting no money from TV deals and stuff like that. So be it. Go ahead. Try it. Like, all for it. We'll see if that's how they approach it.
Is there a time that this has to be done?
Probably
quickly?
Probably this week. Like,
I'm sorry. My mistake. I'm sorry.
Year wise?
Yeah. Like, is there a timeline that you feel like Sac State that they have to decide the next move? They either have to be in a conference, a new major conference, or they're going to do the independent thing.
So for FBS independence.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
How do I put this? From everything I've read, you're just trying to get in right now because probably in 5 years, it's going to be blown to smithereens again.
Right.
But if you're FBS.
Is smithereens a place?
I think it's next to Albuquerque.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was wondering if it was next to Timbuktu or.
That's exactly what's
okay.
Next to Timbuktu.
All right. It's the Smithereens is the capital of Timbuktu.
But because then everything's going to be on its head. Like SEC and Big Ten might just leave.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
What I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Like, probably in 4 or 5 years, a lot of that stuff is going to be up for grabs. So you want to get in right now.
Yeah.
So I think if you just get in as an independent, you can go 3-4 years as an independent. And then when things fall out the way they do, maybe in about 4 or 5 years, that's when these conferences will be looking around like, all right, we lost Boise State to the football junior league, whatever
called. Boy, has a formidable league right there, too.
The FFJL.
Boy, man, boy, they are tough.
We've lost Boise State. We need to add some. Oh, Sac State, they're independent. Let's see if they want to come into the conference now. So really just getting in to the FBS level right now is paramount. So I hope they can do it. Hope they can get it done.
Good stuff from Mark Orr right there. Again, congratulations to Mark Orr, Dr. Wood, and Sac State for the move over to the Big West. We'll come back. I don't know where to go, man. There's a lot of different things to talk about. There's some stuff like that we have. We still haven't built the roster yet. Wynhurst is talking about the Kevin Durant deal. It was spicy in the W last night.
Oh, man, was it?
Them clips are everywhere. We were watching that one live, having a blast. We'll talk about that. It's Dealing with KC. brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. If you want to get in on the Elk Grove Kia talk line, inevitably with a Kings trade proposal, please do. 916-909-1320. We are determined to make a trade. Scott Perry, if you listen and take notes, everybody has ideas.
Yeah, we're going to figure this out together.
Every single one of us has ideas. And just have your people filter to us. Yeah, no, not interested in that one. It works. It works.
You need Scott, if you are listening, you need to talk to me. We need to revisit this Trey Young situation.
I agree.
Listen to me.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, well, guess he's meeting with almost everybody. Man, I really messed things up for Kenny. Kenny could probably have the greatest relationship with the Kings ever, but old D-Lo messed it up. I'll tell you why Friday night at Scott River Casino. Come
they
hang out.
They need to get over it. They need to be listening to us. They need to.
Pull up on us, man. Come talk to us. You should pull up on us as well. We're going to be at Sky River Casino this Friday, 32 Brew Street, 7 to 9, the first ever evening with D'Lo and KC. We're going to have a great time. We're going to do a show. We'll take your trade proposals. We'll do all of that, man, but we're going to tell some stories that we've never told here on the show. We're just going to have a good time, man. It's going to be real informal. There's going to be no broadcasting equipment, no streaming, no radio. We don't have to take commercials. We don't have to kill time. We'll actually be in a place where you could hear us as we'll be on the patio. The mics will be isolated out there, man. It's going to be terrific. They worked out all of the little kinks last Friday with the wake-up call, so we're going to walk into a perfectly set-up situation.
I heard something yesterday. Somebody's supposed to pull up on us a little bit, man. I don't want to say it just yet. I'll text you. I don't want to say it, but,
okay.
You know, they was like, oh, yeah, hell yeah, I heard about that. I'm pulling up.
So okay.
We'll see. That's somebody that might pull up.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
I don't want to E-40 this thing, so I'll just keep it to myself. I don't want a Big Sean this.
The Chatty House will be thrilled if that takes place.
Chatty House. You'll like this.
They will be elated. Absolutely elated. So that's this Friday, a couple of days from now, 32 Brew Street, Sky River Casino, 7 to 9 p.m., completely free, as it always is. Come hang out. We'll be there for a couple of hours drinking wine, you know, eating. I mean, 32 Brews has got a great, great menu. So we've got some great food there. And then there's already talks. I've had people hit me up. Yo, going to take the pilgrimage to the Humidor.
There we go.
Which is 10 feet away.
Right
and
there.
Yes, that's the plan.
Yeah.
We're going to go over there and have some cigars, so plan accordingly. One more programming note. We're off tomorrow.
Yes.
We're celebrating freedom. So,
for some.
Not everyone. But, yeah, we'll be off tomorrow. It's Juneteenth. We literally don't have a choice. We were told we have to take the day off, which is so, which like right now it's like, okay, it's fine. It's cool. But it's also mortifying in the sense where like, what if Domantas Sabonis was traded right now?
Oh my goodness.
Like what if we broke a massive King story
Fire
right
up
now?
IG live.
They're literally telling us you can't come to work tomorrow. Like, all right. Like, don't schedule a meeting. Don't do anything. You cannot come to work tomorrow.
My people, man. Hey, man.
All right.
They scared to death.
Man.
They scared to
death. Oh, man.
I understand, fellas. Yep. I understand.
I get it. So.
Everybody's trying to make sure they're not the San Jose Sharks.
That's facts.
Look it up. I don't even know. They might have scrubbed that from the internet.
Was that June? That was Juneteenth, right?
Yeah.
San Jose. Oh, I need to see the Sharks.
Oh, my gosh. That was awful.
Juneteenth mishap. Oh, well, there it is. NHL team deletes tone-deaf Juneteenth tweet. Oh, God. It's so bad. Oh, it's so bad. I don't even remember the part where they used the hashtag Wallpaper Wednesday. Oh, man.
Yeah, let me put that as my wallpaper. Yes.
Oh, let me put this. Let me put this on the screen. This was 4 years ago. Oh, that is brutal. I'm going to type this into the Word computer. San Jose Sharks, June. Oh, you know what would be fun is to look up all the Juneteenth mishaps, because there's probably like a top 10 list.
4 years ago, people were wilding for Juneteenth.
Yeah.
They did more for Juneteenth than Christmas.
Well, celebrate it now, because there's a good chance you're going to be arrested if you celebrate it in 2 years. So there it is.
Come on, man. Hey, come on.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, the shark biting through the chains is tough.
Oh, my gosh.
And a hashtag wallpaper Wednesday.
These people crazy for that one.
Oh, Walmart had one, too. Well, let's look it up. Let's look it up. All right, we got the San Jose Sharks.
You can tell people ain't never even heard of Juneteenth before. That's how you know.
Walmart.
All this stuff, that's how you know.
Walmart.
I don't think I'd seen Walmart.
Walmart apologizes for selling Juneteenth ice cream.
Oh, my gosh, bro. What?
Here it is.
I don't think I even remember this.
No. There it is. Juneteenth ice cream.
Hey, come on, man. Hey, these people didn't know what to do.
I'm trying to read the side of that. Share and celebrate African-American culture, emancipation, and enduring hope, I think is that last word. Whew. What? Now I'm genuine. What's in the ice cream?
Is it
I'm trying to read
black, red, and green in the ice cream?
Oh, man. Let's see if I can find the type of ice cream it is.
Wait a minute. We'll finish this and then.
No, we're finished. I can't find what type of ice cream it is.
Well, remember, we have some decorations around here.
Oh, man. We did have some decorations. Yeah, that was brutal. It was more brutal.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of who bought them. Hold up. Is this?
Oh, man.
Well, I guess it wasn't just. Hold on. Was it just ice cream or did they sell more?
What, they sell cake mix?
Walmart is pulling products, including an ice cream.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I swear this looks like wine to me.
Oh, did Walmart gosh, what sell is that?
Juneteenth wine?
Yo, that's crazy. Freedom Day. All right, bro. All right, man.
Yeah, I'm going to do one more search and then we'll leave it alone.
Freedom Day.
Worst.
On the wine. Come on, man.
I'm
telling you, these people, they didn't know.
Worst Juneteenth mishaps.
They had no idea what to do. Idea what to do. It's 2021. Just after 2020. Boy, we can't miss here. And a lot of people missed.
Okay, this one, let's see. Oh, man. Oh, Casey brought up the decorations, and damn it, there they are. Those are pretty close to the decorations.
Those are pretty close to the decorations.
Oh, that was
man,
tough.
We were just trying to make it, man. That was tough.
We walked into a meeting, and there was just... There is just dashikis and fist ups everywhere. It's like, hey, what is this?
Hey, it would.
Oh no! It's getting worse. I found a Juneteenth watermelon salad.
Oh come on, come on! Is this at Walmart too?
This is at the Children's Museum in Indianapolis.
Oh Jesus!
What else do we got? Well, there's the Juneteenth ice cream we were just speaking of. Oh, that's it. Some t-shirt. Oh, that's it.
Hey.
Oh, the watermelon salad is tough.
Hey, Did you?
That's tough.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you have expect, man, how do I say this? I don't even know. I ain't trying to. But did you have expect somebody to be in a daishiki on that day?
Yep. Yep. And I think we're thinking of the same exact person, too.
Or both of them.
Hey, but, okay, let's also be clear. Appreciate the effort.
Yeah. How about hire some people that can tell you, like, point you in the right direction? How about that? That's really the crux of all this stuff.
Here's the other like, if I don't know, I guess everything is a, they do it with MLK. It's Christmas, Valentine. It's every holiday. It's not you know black celebrations. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything. But this one's pretty new, and it's also it's the only one. It's tied to a pretty nasty part of American history, and that part of history they are so desperately trying to erase.
Mm.
We joke, we laugh, we have to just read a little bit about this, like understand what it really is,
right?
Understand why this day was celebrated. Understand why. I'm looking at it like this wasn't the end of slavery.
Yeah, it's still problematic.
Yeah, like there's still a whole lot of stuff went wrong after this. Mm-hmm. And that's the difficulty anytime you talk about Juneteenth, anytime you talk about slavery, is it's they want you to believe it ended.
Right.
Well, it didn't. Like it not in the sense of, oh, it's June 19th. Hey, we're free. That's not what happened.
Right.
And it's just one of the, it's just once you fully understand this, like, you'll understand why a shark biting through chains is a little Jesus offensive.
Goodness gracious. And then, like you said, it highlights other stuff. Who's in these decision-making rooms
mm-hmm.
that you thought that this
people
was okay.
who dress like Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. That you thought this was okay. This was the move to make on Juneteenth. So, yeah.
All right. We know you mean well, Walmart. Just stop. Also, don't do anything stupid tomorrow. any company out there with a marketing plan, don't do anything stupid tomorrow. That was your public service announcement. We'll come back. We'll reset. We got to talk about the W last night.
Oh, man.
Because it was great.
Oh, man.
It was terrific. We've got that ahead. Plus, we'll get back to your trade proposals. We got James Hamm coming up at 3 o'clock. It's Thilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. All right, man, let's talk about it. KC and I just minding our own business yesterday. It's D'Lo and KC daycare. We got kids all over the place. Yep. We just trying to have fun.
That's it.
And look up at the TV, and there's a real-life scuffle jumping off.
It's popping off.
Like, not a pretend one. Like, it was jumping in the W last night with the Fever and the Sun. And, of course, it's centered around Caitlin Clark. Mm. So there's a lot to pick apart here. Well, I should say, of course, it's centered around Sophia Cunningham.
Right.
If you're not aware of Sophia Cunningham, she is the she's the Dylan Brooks of the WNBA.
Well, girl ain't too far behind Mabry. I know she wasn't in the main scuffle, but she was in another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
She get after it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things here. Caitlin got, we were talking about Roddy Piper yesterday. She got like the Roddy Piper eye poke. Like, I don't know what happened on that.
I think that was incidental too.
Really?
Yeah, it was incidental.
Oh, I disagree. Like, I don't know if she was trying to poke. Like, her hand was up by her face.
Yeah, like, I don't think she was trying to poke her eye.
Well, okay.
Like, I think.
What was she trying to do?
She was just trying to scramble back, and maybe she thought she was going to shoot. Because there was a step back situation going on as well.
All right, I'll buy that. Yeah. Puts her hands up, hands go.
And like you guarding Caitlin Clark, like you got to be ready for everything. So she's got you on skates a little bit. You work, and maybe you know there was some thought that maybe she's getting ready for a shot. Poked her in the eye. I don't think she was trying to poke her in the eye, like legitimately trying to poke her in the eye. Could have been a situation where whatever happens happens. Like sure, but I don't know if she was like really trying to do it.
We got breaking news from Shams Charania. The Buss family is entering agreement to sell majority ownership of the Los Angeles Lakers to Mark Walter, the CEO and chairman of diversified holding company TWG Global. Jeannie Buss will continue to serve in her role as governor after the sale.
Can I stop you for a quick second and guess? Do they have a price?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, because I wanted to guess the price.
Wow.
I didn't think we'd ever see this day.
No, neither. I think we just talked about this like
maybe about a year ago or so.
Yeah, we talked about how I don't know how much money the Buss family actually has. Mm. Like it's in the Lakers. Like how much liquidated money they actually have. Like in turn, I'm not suggesting that they're poor. I'm talking about like you're the owner of a $10+ billion franchise. Yeah. I don't know what the Celtics sell for. Six?
6.1, I think, or something like that.
It can't be 10. Could it be? It can't be 10.
Well, I think the Warriors and Knicks are around 10 or 11. You got to think the Lakers are up that way. Also, with the Celtics, I know this may be a little too deep in the weeds, but the Celtics sale didn't include the arena. So,
can't include the Staples Center because I don't think the Staples Center is theirs. Isn't the Staples
AMG,
Center? Yeah,
AEG,
AEG, right?
Yeah, yeah. Not UMG.
Well, not that either.
Yeah. I still think they're worth more, though. We're talking Los Angeles, California. I'd say eight. I'd say eight.
I don't think they'd be double digits because it's kind of like NFL territory, no?
Well, the Knicks and the Warriors are double digits. The Warriors for sure. The Knicks and the Warriors are double digits, though. I believe. I think the Warriors are. I think the Warriors might be one at like 11 or 12 valuation from like Forbes recently. I think the. I feel like the Knicks might be 11.
I got this is CNBC, so I don't know what's whatever. It's not Forbes, but they got Golden State at 9.4.
Is your microphone turned around? You sound like abnormally quiet today.
How about now?
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. No, yeah, they got Golden State at 9.4, and then the Knicks at 7.5, Lakers at 7.
I found a, hang on. Okay. So Forbes, yeah, all right. Forbes has 7.1. AI has 8.07. what year was this Forbes that I just looked at? Was that this year? Wow. The Lakers. So Jeannie Buss is because the governor is a term that the NBA uses for owner. They're. If I'm understanding this right, they're basically hiring her to be the face of the franchise.
Isn't that basically what the Celtics are still doing with Rick Grosbeck or whatever? Like he's selling, but he's still going to be like around.
Right. That's exactly what they're doing, actually.
Okay.
Because it's because
I thought he was just around until it was like final, and then he was just going away. I didn't realize he was
they keeping. Got him. They got him locked in at least like it's final, and then at least for a few years after that. He might just stick around forever.
Man, Cuban really wanted out, didn't he? He didn't even get one of these face of the franchise gigs. He was like, "No, I'm gone. I'm out."
So you were about to go into like how the. You know, the valuation of the Lakers, and we didn't think they would sell. I wonder, and how much money the Buss family actually has.
December 2024 has them at over $8 billion, just over $8 billion, I should say.
So I wonder why they, like if you weren't that wealthy, I wonder why you just wouldn't sell a stake and not the majority stake. Like, because a stake might get you $2-3 billion, huh?
I mean, yeah. I mean, but who wants to spend $3 billion on something they don't own?
True. True.
Like, I mean, think about that. If you have the means to purchase something that's $3 billion, and you don't have the final say. You probably have the means to purchase something that's $8 billion and have the final
say.
That's
a good point.
Like it's, again, remember this, not that this can't be a profitable business. You know, Jerry Jones has shown, you know, being the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, you could turn an incredible profit doing a variety of different things. You know, Mark Davis has become he's sold off pieces of the Las Vegas Raiders, right? He is a guy who I thought 5 years ago probably had, again, in the scope of this, talking liquid assets, probably didn't have a ton of money. Now he does because he has expertly sold off pieces of the Raiders franchise.
And he's gotten into a situation to where he owns a stadium and a franchise.
Right. Yeah, great point. That stadium is a big deal. I cannot venture a guess what Jeannie and the Buss family are worth. I'm trying to take like a quick glance, but I can't. I don't know. I have no idea. I just don't. Like Jerry, I always point to because Jerry does 50 other things. The vending machines, the concession stands, like he has figured out a way. All of the stuff that he has in that stadium that belongs to him probably pays for the damn stadium.
Right.
And it might even pay for the Dallas Cowboys at this point. He's got so many different things going on.
He does the concessions for the league, don't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know anything else that it was the same argument I used to make with Mark Davis, or the same question I would raise about Mark Davis, is I don't know anything else that Genie or the Buss family do. I have no clue.
Yeah, it seems like it's just the Lakers family business
type. Yeah, and like you're kind of operating it as a mom and pop store. My feeling is because you see the letters, it's ESPN. I'm going on First Take tomorrow. My immediate thought is, well, they know LeBron is retiring pretty soon, so they're out. They have no Kobe, they have no LeBron, and they don't. Maybe they don't see Luka as a big needle mover in Los Angeles, and they're like, yeah, our days of earning that type of money is over. Let's get out now, you know, right ahead of LeBron James farewell tour, whether it's, you know, next year or whatever, because that man is doing a tour. Like, there is no way LeBron is retiring, and he deserves it, by the way.
Absolutely.
There is no way that LeBron is retiring, like, out of the blue.
But then the crazy thing about that, and it's not LeBron, but you still got Luka.
Well, yeah, but maybe they don't. Maybe Luka's not a draw. Is Luka a superstar? Coming up next.
I'll tell you right now, he is not a superstar. He don't play defense, and I don't want to hear nothing about his stomach hurting.
What? Why did the man have a stomach ache? What is that, Kendrick Perkins? Oh, that's funny. Man got a stomach ache. Come on, Perk. First of all, Perk, don't talk about nobody's stomach. I'm so mad Perk ain't returned none of our calls.
Come on, Big Perk. Don't be like that. But yeah, this is stunning. This is stunning that this is what's actually happening here. Didn't think we'd see this.
Yeah, so the Lakers. Dude, and they are got being sold.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Mm-hmm. That's all I was saying.
She has kids, or she doesn't have kids.
I don't think Jeannie has.
I don't think she does either. Kids? So maybe that might play a role into it.
No one hand the business down to. Because it's hers. It's not really the family's anymore, right?
Right. It's hers. And if the brothers have some stake in it, you know how grimy they are, both of, you know, how contentious that is. I don't want you guys or your kids having nothing to do with this franchise.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.